We are Quick C 98.3. It's Brian and Trisha, 9:16 on this Friday morning. Temperature still 7 degrees. Here's something I don't think I've ever heard this before, that bananas are not a fruit.
No.
You heard that?
They're in the grape family.
It says it's an herb.
It's not a fruit.
The banana plant is sometimes called a banana tree, but it's actually an herb since it has a succulent stem instead of a wooden one, a wood stem. An herb? I would never consider, like, can you buy banana, like powder?
Ground banana?
Yeah, like in the spice aisle.
Oh,
like,
I get some chili. I need a pinch of banana to go in there.
You know, you could get, like, the celery. What do you call it? The dried celery pieces, you know, that you could get that in the spices. But
so, you know, it's like that old argument, you know, tomatoes are not a vegetable.
It's
they're
a fruit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
cucumbers.
You know.
Same. Aren't cucumbers considered a fruit?
All I know is that it's green and it goes in my mouth.
Let's just call it produce.
Yes.
Herbs, are herbs considered produce, though?
Well, they grow.
They do. And you can get herbs, fresh herbs, in the produce section.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I've never really thought about that being like a fruit or a vegetable. It's not a fruit or a vegetable.
And the interesting thing, too, is that some places use parts of a plant and other parts of the world don't.
Right.
So like in the Mediterranean, frequently food is wrapped in the leaves of plants, such as grapes or other things.
Yeah.
You get to South America, there frequently are dishes where foods are wrapped in banana leaves. Mm-hmm. But we don't cook that way in the States very often, unless it's specifically an ethnic dish or a traditional thing that you know, got from a family member or something like that.
You know, just different areas do different things.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, do you think there's anywhere where somebody cooks with stuff that we just throw away here in America other than like the leaves? Is there other stuff you could, like, okay, corn husks. You use those in some things.
Yeah.
You cook things in them. In other places, it's just trash.
Yeah. I mean, it's really maximizing the use of.
Sure. You're using the whole plant. I mean, it's smart, actually.
But bananas or herbs?
What? I don't know. Could you imagine cooking something in a banana peel?
No. But I bet there's something.
There's probably something that's done that
way. There's probably some recipe because somebody has tried it, not wanting to get rid of the banana peel.
Some kind of interesting pork dish. Well, you take the pig and you wrap it in banana leaves and then you put banana, you know, peel all over it or something.
Now I'm curious. I'm going to go look it up.
Go look. If you find one, let's save our banana peels and make it.
Banana.
Oh, could you imagine? What would you have to do? Eat it? Would you have to eat a whole bunch of bananas at once? Or you can't keep banana peels.
Banana peel bacon?
What?
Yeah, banana peel bacon.
This sounds like a dare.
Whoa. There's actually a few recipes for it.
How do you prepare this? And can I make it in my air fryer?
Do you want to? I'm trying. You know,
and how long would this make your house stink?
When you go to recipes and online in some of these places, you have to like scroll all the way to the bottom. So that's what I'm having to do. Okay, so
it's not like it's live radio. We're fine.
Marinade. You make a marinade and you soak it in there, and then it's fried up in a skillet.
So you can do it in an air fryer, I'm sure.
Interesting. I may be interested in trying this.
Your house up and then bring it to work.
You think it'll stink if I burn it? Definitely. That'll double whammy.